Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Work far advanced to apply sets on imported coffee. Stay with us to find out more on today's edition of Calling Farmers and later, or Jamaican Saying of the Day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us. Farmers, researchers, entrepreneurs, come learn about opportunities to grow your business and make it climate resilient at the Climate Smart Agriculture Symposium, September 13 to 14 at the Jamaica Pegasus Hotel, hosted by the Jamaica Rural Economy and Ecosystems Adapting to Climate Change JA Reach 2 under the theme Growing Agriculture and Incomes in the Face of Climate Change. Call 946-1602-3 or go to acdivoca.org/CSA Symposium to register and to learn more. The Ministry of Agriculture is reporting that work is far advanced for the application of a cess on all imported coffee. Chief Technical Director in the Ministry, Dermot Spence, says while there is a cess levied on local coffee, there is no tax for the importers of coffee.
This has resulted in a loss of potential revenue for the coffee industry, which could be applied to the redevelopment and resuscitation of the coffee sector. We intend to level the playing field by implementing the cess on all imported coffee.
Mr. Spence says most of the legislative work to facilitate the move has been completed, which will be aligned to the Jamaica Agricultural Commodities Authority Act.
Coffee must clearly become a critical item in the basket of goods that the agriculture sector is using to propel the growth and job creation thrust of the country.
He says the government is committed to providing the necessary support for the continued growth of the coffee industry.
We are committed to providing the necessary training for our farmers through the Rural Agriculture Development Authority and through our competitiveness program to ensure better farming practices so that they will be able to provide the manufacturing sector with even higher quality raw material for the production of higher value products.
Additionally, coffee farmers will be receiving equipment to assist them in land preparation, which Mr. Spence says will boost efficiency.
We want to grow and export as many bags of coffee beans as possible. But in addition to that, we want also to place increased focus on the value-added component of the industry. And here, I am not only speaking about roasting and packaging, I am also speaking about the use of the aroma and the flavor in spices, in cakes, chocolates and sweets, ice cream, in liqueurs, in candles, in beauty and spa products.
Chief Technical Director in the Ministry, Dermot Spence. He was delivering a speech on behalf of Portfolio Minister Carl Samuda at the launch of the Mavis Bank Coffee Factory Preferred Farmers Program recently. Under the Preferred Farmers Program, aimed at ramping up production in the coffee industry, farmers will receive several benefits from retail and wholesale outlets, as well as pension from the Mavis Bank Coffee Factory. The factory is a purchaser, processor, and exporter of Jamaican Blue Mountain coffee. It procures coffee from more than 4,500 farmers. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day, Impoor Show Grit. Translation, he is poor but acts rich. And this means someone who pretends to be wealthy but in truth is not.
Zika virus is a disease caused by the bite of an infected Aedes aegypti mosquito. This mosquito also spreads dengue and chikungunya. Symptoms include fever, rash, joint and muscle pain, conjunctivitis or redness of the eye, headache and weakness. Protect yourself from Zikvi. Keep your surroundings mosquito-free.
A message from the Ministry of Health in association with the Jamaica Information Service.
We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for other important developments in the agriculture sector on another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.